you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Give thanks for life. Last time we looked at the steps to take before pursuing a career. On today's program, we highlight the importance of preparing for an interview. Stay tuned. Oh, it's my day to do anything. We can never be too prepared for an interview because of how unpredictable it can be. Preparing for an interview requires adequate research and planning. The approach towards the interview is important. A person should always conduct research, be clear about the responsibilities of the job, and always be familiar with the activities and culture of the organization. CEO of the Job Bank, Dr. Lakem Samaj, explains that there are some simple questions a person should ask before the interview process.
Once you're called for an interview, you ask certain questions. Make sure you're clear. Where is the interview? The time of the interview, and even more importantly, who will be interviewing you? A lot of people don't ask that question. And when they turn up and when they walk into a room and see six people sitting behind a table to interview them one, they panic. And I'm responsible for
every action. Dr. Samaj says how a person dresses for an interview is always important, irrespective of the job status.
This is your one shot. Dress important. In terms of, from a business perspective, dressing one step above the position that you're hiring for. Look
out, world. An interviewee should always plan what to bring to an interview. For example, information needed to complete an application, a portfolio with samples of work done, and copies of resumes. Administrative Support Assistant Careers and Placement at the University of Technology, Shanice Watson, explains that the interview is a three-part process.
The first part is research, researching about the company, researching about the job description, and researching about possible questions that the company might ask, or if it's a panel interview. After you've done research, then you have the exact preparation, which is getting your documents together. Then you have the action period, which is going through the possible questions that you have researched, finally finalizing everything as it relates to the day of the interview.
It's also necessary for the interviewee to anticipate questions that might be asked. This helps with self-confidence and being able to answer fluently. Knowing the job description in preparing for the interview is key in ensuring the interviewee understands the roles of the job.
The job description is the most important thing. If you don't know what it is that you're applying for, everything can be thrown off. So if it hasn't been given to you, interviewee should always try to get an idea of the job description.
Dr. Samaj adds, it's unwise to answer a question that seems unclear, and an interviewee should always ask for clarification where necessary.
Make sure you're current, because the most critical thing will be at the end of the interview when they ask you, are there any other questions? Questions should be answered as directly as possible, and you can use the answering of one question to include information on others.
Ms. Watson says nothing beats adequate preparation and planning.
The resume is just paper, is your skills on paper. But in any establishment, persons are going to be seeking individuals who are competent in the basic skills, communication, and a resume can't talk.
Administrative Support Assistant, Careers and Placement at the University of Technology, Shanice Watson. Take the time to prepare for the interview, because this is one step closer to getting the job. It's important to be honest and always try to stand out from the crowd. That's it for this week's Career Talk. Thanks for listening. I'm Shanari Fern with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.